What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Alita Battle Angel, new movie out in theaters from director Robert Rodriguez, producer James Cameron. It's a movie that I first heard about last year sometime, and it seemed like it kept getting pushed back from like summer to like Christmas time. And now they're dropping it in February, which is the least prime time, unless you're like a Deadpool, like you want to be a sneaker hit. I don't know if this one's a sneaker hit. Like, Deadpool was pretty good. This movie, as somebody that's not familiar with the property it's based on, I have a feeling that people that have all of the backstory, like read all of the comics or what anime or watched all the anime that this is based on, like if they're familiar with all of the in-depth story, then I'm sure all of the references and things like mean a lot more, but it seemed like everything was rushed in this movie. There are a lot of parts I liked. There's action scenes, fight scenes that I thought were amazing. Visually, I thought it was amazing. Clearly, it's a huge budget movie. But it's like, you don't put a $200 million movie out in February to make the big dollars. You wait for summer. Summer's the big blockbuster time of year, not February. It's super rare. And you have to have something good from top to bottom. And I don't think this movie's going to grab the non-fan base. I mean, if you're just into like CGI stuff and you just like looking at the spectacle of it, sure, whatever. It is definitely a James Cameron production. It's all flat. It's all like beautiful visuals, but no substance. And, it's kind of sad. Robert Rodriguez, now it's not a horrible movie. I just think it should have been, like, it's a movie that should have been way longer or multiple parts. It doesn't set shit up. Like, she's supposed to be, she gets found in a scrapyard by Ito, who's like this robot wizard dude, super scientist mechanic guy. And he finds her head, which, like, her heart and her brain are the main pieces, and the bodies are interchangeable. And it's in the future where, the merging of people and machines are a common thing. But society's split. There's the kind of Elysium kind of floating spaceship for all the rich people. And then on the bottom in Iron City is all the poor people and all the workers. And like they kind of have to fend for themselves. But there's this popular game that everybody's into called like Rollerball. Or something, Grinder Ball, something like that. It is the dumbest game. Like, it's supposed to be part of the story where it's like she meets these, after she gets her body, which her body is the daughter, was supposed to go to the daughter of Ito, who was like paralyzed, but then ended up being killed by some rogue, drug addicted rollerballer guy that like came in to steal all the drugs from Ito's science place, and on his way out decides to kill his daughter, which was kind of stupid. There's like, it's like really good stuff mixed with like just really bad. Like, what are we doing here? So he never got to give his daughter this robot body so she can run again or whatever. So instead he gives it to Alita, gives her her name. It's kind of like a what's that movie? The Bourne Identity, where she doesn't know who she is. Although pretty early on, while doing a kick, she flashes back to her time in clearly like some kind of military. She's in battle, some space battle, and so she kind of figures out pretty early on, for the most part, who she is. That like all the pieces are pretty much there. So after she gets her body, she's going out into the city and she finds, the love interest, which was pretty fucking stupid because he's a horrible person, but I'm supposed to give a fuck about their love, even though he's like a horrible person. And, people love this movie. I'm sure there's tons of people that love this movie. I thought, there wasn't enough good parts in this movie. The fight sequences weren't good enough, and like visuals weren't good enough to like overcome just the really bad stuff. Like stuff that's like clearly thrown in just for like the fans, but it's not really explained. I don't really give a shit. Like there's this special sword where it's like the blade is like a micron, so it slices through anything like butter. It's like this, but then it has to be like electrified by Alita, and then that's supposed to be even better. But I don't know. It's just, it's like, it's disappointing. It's disappointing. I think if they made this movie longer, made it a 3-hour movie, gave it some breath, maybe put a little time into, you know, setting things up, maybe remove, I'm sure he's in the comic, but the love interest is just horrible. Change up the game. That rollerball game is stupid. The big climax towards the end, like they're doing this big competition. She's got to win this thing because only winners get to go up to the Starship Troopers main building, whatever. So it's like she's got to go in and they like rig the whole thing, right? But she's got her pro skates on. She's got her new body on, which, by the way, has tits, which is like, and there's a comment when she gets her new body, she like finds one of the robot bodies from when she was a soldier in one of the spaceships, and she wants to be put into the body, which makes sense because, you know, instead of being in a child's body, which is kind of, there's like some kind of weird pedo stuff going on. Like it's super, because it's like, I don't know, especially like the love interest like falls in love with her while she has a child's body, but then when she gets her new, you know, super body, she's like got titties, and you know, it's still like you were thinking she was like, it was a 12-year-old child, like a preteen body is what you fell in love with, although there's petite women, so I guess you can be older with a younger, but it's still weird. It's just like, I don't know, like I could tell the movie is saying, you should feel this way. I should feel emotional for, like, I should have some kind of emotional attachment to this couple, to this thing, like, you know. But it's like, I don't know, man. There's, like, people that are actors, and then she's, like, a CGI character, even though Rosa Salazar was the actress. Like, they had a camera. Like, they could have just used her face, like an Ex Machina kind of a thing, and it would have looked way better than this clearly CG thing with the, I mean, you could just make her eyes bigger, like, and, but just leave her face instead of having to reanimate the person's face. It's not like it's not like Planet of the Apes where they filmed the actors to get the facial expressions, but turn them into apes. It's like she's playing a person that looks like her with just bigger eyes. Why don't you just use, because it's not all CG. But, I mean, when she's doing the fight scenes, you know, it's cool fight scenes, man. I would have loved to see the better version of this movie. They kill a dog for no good reason. Like, aside from, like, getting the guy with the robot dogs angry to, like, be useful for, like, a split second. Like, that character, like, all these characters that are just, like, thrown in, I'm sure have big backstories. And you're like, oh, you mean Bill? Bill's fucking amazing. Him and his dogs, like, go on this venture. This is whole, you know, series. Like, I get it. It wasn't translated well in this movie. It just was not at all. Overall, I was disappointed in this movie. So, not surprised came out in February. But that's it for Alita Battle Angel. New episodes of this show come out every day. Subscribe everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my artwork. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!